Do you think there is really a literal hell? Well, as one who believes in the Bible as the true and authoritative Word of God, I have to believe in a literal hell. Scripture often speaks of hell as a real place. In Matthew 25, we have the prophetic account of the judgment of the nations at the end of the 7-year tribulation period. To those that have rejected the Lord Jesus, we read in Matthew 25:41, "Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Notice in this verse that hell was not made for man, it was made for the devil and his angels. However, those who refuse to bow their knee and own the Lord Jesus as their Savior and Lord will spend eternity in this terrible lake of fire. While the devil is not in hell yet, he will one day be cast there, as we read in Revelation 20, verse 10, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." And we see in a few of the characteristics of hell in these verses we just read. It's an everlasting fire. It's a lake of fire and brimstone. Those there are tormented day and night forever. Matthew 3:12 speaks of unquenchable fire. Matthew 25:30 speaks of outer darkness and says that there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Mark 9:44 speaks of hell as a place where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. 2 Thessalonians 1:9 speaks of those in hell as those who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Notice that it is everlasting destruction. This destruction never ends. There's no such thing as annihilation. Those in hell will be forever in torment. Now, there are just too many references to an everlasting burning hell to think that it's not a literal place. It's no surprise to find that many more people believe in the existence of heaven than those who believe in the existence of hell. Most people just don't like to think that hell might be real. While hell is indeed a real place, the Lord does not want anyone to go there. 2 Peter 3:9 makes it clear that the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Ezekiel 33:11 says, "Say unto them, As I liveth, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die?" The Lord does not want anyone to spend eternity in that awful place. He sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for our sins, that through faith in him, we can spend eternity in glory. The Lord Jesus said to his disciples in John 14:1-3, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." How do we get to heaven? How can we have our sins forgiven? We read in John 14:6, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." We can have our sins forgiven by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as the one who died for our sins. John 3:16-17 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved."